Greetings, it's your girl Culture Pearl, aka Carmela Fisher, and welcome back to another episode of Culture Pearl Images, LLC, where we address everything relating to women's mental health and emotional wellness. Today's topic is knowing your power. In 2010, I stumbled across a simple yet practical book entitled The Power of People. It's Four Kinds of People Who Can Change Your Life by Dr. Verna Price. You see, the author introduces her readers to four types of people who can influence your life simply by borrowing the concept used in basic math. These people, as she defines them, are adders, subtractors, multipliers, and dividers. The adders or the multipliers are people who will come into your life and increase your life in some capacity. You know you have an adder in your life when they increase your attention, your time, and your resources. The multipliers are the ones who not only add to your life, but they will catapult you to the next level. And they will do so by gradually doing it or doing it exponentially. Conversely, the subtractors or the dividers are the people who will come into your life and decrease your life in some way. They will take away your attention, your time, and your resources. They will deplete you and ultimately divide you, which give birth to the dividers. Because these dividers will not only divide you from yourself and other people, but they will destroy you and your self-esteem. However, Dr. Price suggests that before a person can acknowledge the power that people possess in their life, they must first identify their purpose, their potential, and their own power. Like with everything else I use on my podcast, these have been great pearls of wisdom for me that I truly culture. Today, I am a multiplier, which is why I'm giving you this resource. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, I ask that you please subscribe. Also, share. I would also like for you to listen to Dr. Verna.
You can be the best you that you can be.
Welcome back to Dr. Verna's Virtue. So glad to be here with you again. Thanks for joining me. And that's my mom, who is just coming to the recording. I'm here visiting with her in Florida. So she's a part of my podcast today. And today, well, before we start, thank you for joining me and then also for listening in. And if this is your first time, please join me again. Subscribe, listen in, and I'd love to have you be a part of this work every week. So let's go ahead and start with our affirmation. Like I said, I am traveling this week. I am visiting and getting my mom and bringing her back for Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a great time. But just wanting to make sure that we got this done, because I do have a very clear message for you today that I want you to listen in. All right, so let's just start with your change affirmation, okay? This is my life, and I get to change it when I want to, how I want to, if I want to, because it was given to me. And that makes me very valuable, very important, very lovable, and extremely powerful. All right, so bear with me if my camera moves a little bit, because I'm literally holding it in my hand and talking to you. So not very long ago, I had to call one of my good friends to talk with my daughter. Now, this is a critical piece, because listen to me very carefully, all of you parents who have children. When your children get to a particular age, particularly teenagers, for whatever reason, and I know it's a part of their own development, right? It's a part of that developmental process that they go through. For whatever reason, they somehow don't think that their parents have the answer. Even though you have done a good job, you're a good parent, you love them, you support them, the whole thing, developmentally, they cannot hear the answer from you. So here's a little tip. What you've got to do is get your friends involved and get people who you trust involved, trusted caring adults, to have those conversations with your children. Because teenagers, they need someone to talk to. And you, if you have a teen today in your home that you love and want to support, and don't think that you can talk to them anymore. Just know that they do need someone to talk to, and it's okay to let them talk to your friend, talk to your good, you know, someone who you look up to, someone who you even talk to sometimes. So, but that was really important to me, so that she could like go and talk to someone and hang out with some of the women leaders and feel as though there's someone she can talk to and listen to, and who's listening to her. So then not very long ago, and my friend was like, of course I will talk to, and I have two daughters, and of course I'll talk to your daughters. Absolutely. I'll hang out with them. I'll spend time with them. Beautiful. And then not very long ago, I ran across someone who was at my church and who said, you know what, Dr. Verna, you know, my daughter, she's turning, this, you know, a teenager, and she's going through some things. Will you talk to her? And just for a moment, I actually thought to myself, oh, I've got so much going on. I'm about to go get my mom. I have the kids and the business and the, you know, podcasts and this and that and that. And then I had to stop myself and say to myself, listen here, Dr. Verna Cornelia Price, there's something in life called reciprocity. There's something in life called when people have done good for you, it's now time for you to turn around and do exactly that for somebody else. It's called reciprocity. It's called having reciprocal relationships. It's called your being able to give and them being able to give too. And in this process of having reciprocal relationships, here's what I want you to be thinking about. Take a minute, examine your relationships. Are they reciprocal? And or are you the person that's giving all the time? Are you the person that's given the advice? Are you the person that's given the resources? Are you the person that's given the knowledge, given the know-how, given the networks? Like, are you the person? And then the question becomes is, who's giving to you? How is it a reciprocal relationship? Now, this is going to sound very, very difficult for some of you, because some of you are in very, very unbalanced relationships. In other words, it's a one-way relationship. You're the one giving. You're the one providing. You're the one upholding. It is on you, 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 you. Now, is that their fault? No, it's not their fault. Nope, nope, not yours at all. And should you not give? Of course you should give. But what I'm saying to you is that I want you to be mindful of the fact that if you're the only person giving and it's a one-way relationship, maybe it's not a relationship at all. And if it's not a reciprocal relationship, that means that as you give, it's also being given back to you. And I want you to examine those relationships. And I remember a long, long time ago, someone said to me, you know what? For Christmas time, I've learned that I no longer am giving Christmas presents to my grandchildren. This was an older woman, to my grandchildren who have never given a present to me, because they don't understand reciprocity, and I've stopped. And at first I thought that was a little harsh. I was like, are you kidding me? You don't give presents to your grandkids? And then I had to think about it. And I thought, hold it. You know, how many of us are in relationships where we're the only one giving? And or how many of us are the ones receiving and we haven't given a thing? People have been giving to you. They have been helping you. They have been there for you. And the question is, what have you done for them? What have you given for them? So here I am, totally benefiting from women leaders who would give my own children, my own daughters, an encouraging word. And then here's someone else asking me to give a young girl an encouraging word. And who am I not to say yes? So of course I said, of course I would. Of course I'll pick her up for lunch, or, you know, hang out with her and have a good conversation with her and see how she's doing. Of course. Why? Because I wanted to make sure that I was demonstrating reciprocity. In other words, as you are given to, I want you to give back. We are heading into the Thanksgiving season, the holiday season, the giving season. Make sure that in this season that you're not just a receiver. And also make sure that you're not just the giver. So if you've been giving, 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 and you haven't gotten anything back from those relationships, then I want you to reconsider them. And just know, I'm giving you the license to do this. Just know it is okay for those relationships that you've been giving to, and they've given nothing back to you. It is okay to take out a pair of scissors and you snip them off of your life, cut them off of your life. They're not giving. They're not reciprocal. They're not supportive. It's time to do what? Cut them off of your life. Now, let me just say, when I say cut them off of your life, what I'm saying to you is to stop that giving and stop feeling as though you are, that you have to give, that you're somehow, that you need to give or you're expected to give. No, you're not. You know, you're not. For all those people that you give to and they never turn around and say thank you, and they certainly have never turned around and given anything back into your life, it's time to reconsider that. And let me tell you, it may be time to reconsider to the place where it's time to shift those relationships. Now, for those of you who know me well, you know that my first book, The Power of People, talks about four kinds of people: adders, subtractors, multipliers, and dividers. People who don't give back. People who don't even consider giving back. People who are just this like hole of sucking up your resources, your networks, your energy. Those people are called subtractors. And whether they know it or not, they are you allowing them to subtract from your life. Here's what I want you to do. Get in front of that. Get in front of that. And this during this holiday season, this time of giving, I want you to give to the people who give to you. I remember walking into a coffee shop. It was over South Minneapolis many, many years ago. And a salesperson, and the coffee shop was owned by a young African-American woman, so smart, so brilliant. She was working so hard to have this coffee shop. In walked a salesperson. And this salesperson comes, and he's just going on and on and on and trying to make this marketing pitch for her to buy his coffee, so forth and so on. But I noticed something. This salesperson did not once buy a cup of coffee from her. He did not once say, "I am willing to invest in you." And after that salesperson left, I pulled her aside and I said, "Listen to me carefully." I said, "I don't know you, but I know people and I know business. And if someone isn't willing to invest in you, then you know what? It's time for you to go in a different direction." What am I saying to you? Are the people you're investing also investing in you? And if they're not investing in you, that means being reciprocal. Maybe it's time for you to rethink those relationships. Maybe it's time to rethink how much you are investing. Maybe it's time to pull back on how much you are investing. And sure enough, what's going to happen is you're going to clean up your relationships. And you're going to find that as you invest in people, right, those people, adders, will also invest in you. Something to think about. All right. Thank you for joining me for Dr. Verna's Virtues. I'm so glad you joined me today. And do enjoy your holiday season and enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, but keep this message in mind about reciprocity. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up. My